32 days of the NFL draft continues. Today we take a look at the San Francisco 49ers. Two first-round picks in this year's draft, not to mention their second-round pick. We're going to take a look at some of the bigger needs for the 49ers as we inch closer 15 days until the NFL draft, today being Wednesday hump day. Happy Wednesday to all of you. The 49ers in this year's draft, an important team in shaping out the first round. Now, the 49ers, to me, have some glaring needs and then some needs where it's not desperation time, but could be considered luxury picks for them. They do have two first-round picks, the first coming with the 13th overall selection, the second with the 17th overall selection, and then they have their second-round pick as well, and we'll get deeper into that as well. Some of the needs with the 49ers, and you know, there's been a lot of talk over recent weeks that the Niners are going to want a smaller speed-type running back to go with their two running backs in Frank Gore and Glenn Coffey. I mean, I have seen places where they have the 49ers taking C.J. Spiller. Listen, it would be a luxury pick. It would be not a need of desperation. I do think that the 49ers would still be in play for guys like Dexter McCluster or Javid Best if both of them, and I do think at least one of them, falls to the 49ers in the second round. The 49ers, to me, in my opinion, should address other areas of bigger need with that first-round pick that's going to have equal value to C.J. Spiller. And the first being at the cornerback position. Yeah, Nate Clements is there. But other than that, really, I do think that the 49ers need to upgrade their secondary, both at corner and at safety. Well, I want to start at the corner position because there's the one name that is intriguing that I think has a very good possibility of falling to the 49ers at 13 is Joe Hayden. And Joe Hayden went out to the combine, did not run well, really ran well at his pro day. Now, Joe Hayden is interesting to the fact that you look at those top 12 picks, and not a lot of them in that top 12 need a corner. The Browns could be one that really stand out as a team that needs a corner, but they just traded for Sheldon Brown. Plus, if Eric Berry's on the board, more than likely they go that way, or with Derek Morgan as a defensive end slash outside linebacker for their 3-4 defense. So Joe Hayden, very good possibility that he slides down. I mean, you start at the top of the draft, and you're not going to see any of the top really four teams taking a corner. St. Louis more than likely going to go with Bradford, the Lions, the Bucks, maybe looking at those defensive tackles, maybe offensive tackle. You're going to see a run on offensive tackles early on as well. Washington needs an offensive tackle. Kansas City needs an offensive tackle. I don't see Kansas City going with a corner. Seattle, really, they don't really need a corner. They need more of a safety, also a defensive and offensive tackle. We're going to talk about them in a few days as well, but I don't see them taking a corner. We talked about the Browns. The Raiders have Nnamdi Asamoah, who is one of the best corners in the NFL, if not the best corner in the NFL. I don't see them taking another corner because they have drafted a lot of corners in the past couple of years. The Bills, I don't know. I don't think they just drafted Leotis McKelvin. They should be pretty good in the secondary. They have other needs they have to address. The Jacksonville Jaguars, yeah, maybe, but they also have, you know, all these teams have bigger needs with better players that fit those bigger needs than Joe Hayden would. The Broncos still have Champ Bailey. They drafted Alphonso Smith last year, so they really aren't going to take another corner. And the Dolphins drafted two corners last year, so they're not going to take a corner. So Joe Hayden could really just fall right into the lap of the San Francisco 49ers at 13. I think the Niners, if Joe Hayden is available, they have got to take Joe Hayden. Huge upgrade, really helps them in their pass defense. The question is, will any of these offensive tackles fall? Now you're starting to see Trent Williams, who was a popular 49er pick a long time ago. Now he's moving up in the draft, looking more and more like a top 10 pick with Bulaga and Russell Okung as well. The one offensive tackle that could fall is Anthony Davis. But if it came down to Anthony Davis and Joe Hayden, I do think that the 49ers, with the 13th pick, go with Joe Hayden and then hope that Anthony Davis continues to fall. And he very well could. The Seattle Seahawks, if they were to draft an offensive tackle with their top pick, then they would go probably with a C.J. Spiller or a wide receiver that kind of gives them some star power, some breakaway power, some playmaking ability on the offensive side of the ball. The Giants have needs, a defensive line, linebacker. They could also take an offensive lineman, but I do see maybe Anthony Davis slipping by them, and the Titans really don't need an offensive tackle as well. So now you look at the 49ers at 17 with those three teams really not needing an offensive tackle. You could see offensive tackle, maybe Anthony Davis, if he were to slide to the 49ers there at 17. Another guy to keep an eye on with the 49ers would be Jared Odrick, the defensive end, really for 3-4 defense out of Penn State. The Niners are looking for a defensive end, a left defensive end for their 3-4 defense. And we talked about Javid Best and Dexter McCluster. Instead of taking C.J. Spiller in the first round, you can get one of those two guys there in the second round. One of them is going to be available, and that would fit the need that the 49ers have at that position. That's going to do it for the 49ers. This is 32 teams in 32 days. We're halfway home tomorrow. The 16th team, the 16th pick in the draft. 14 days away, 2 weeks from tomorrow. The NFL draft, you'll hear it at 620 WDAE, the sports animal. Tomorrow, the Tennessee Titans are on the clock as we take a look at them. Stay with us. Keep coming back. We have more and more draft coverage. I don't know. Combined with our stuff, my stuff at 620WDAE.com, keyword draft, and the stuff we have right here at JoeBucksFan.com, I don't know if there's – I go to a lot of draft websites out there daily basis. I don't think there's one draft website that updates their stuff as much as we do, as much as I do, at 620WDAE.com and right here at JoeBucksFan.com. So continue to come back. There's always new stuff with the draft, regarding the draft, and I do appreciate you being a member of our draft coverage right here.